The National Native Title Tribunal has delayed its decision on the $1.3 billion Southwest settlement deal after late objections. This will be the largest native title settlement in Australian history and has been called the country's first treaty. It would see the transfer of hectares to the Noongar Trust Land Trust. But many Noongar people are concerned that the settlement will extinguish their native title rights. So what will it mean for them, and could we see this kind of deal in other parts of the country? Caro Wagner has more.
The Noongar settlement has its origins in a native title claim. Six claims from southwest Western Australia were amalgamated into one. But after the native title claim was lost on appeal, negotiations for an alternative solution began with the Western Australian government. I spoke to Harry Hobbs, PhD candidate at the University of New South Wales Faculty of Law.
And after sort of 4 years of negotiations in July 2013, the government released the terms of its settlement offer. And it took a number of years after that before the Noongar people agreed and reached the agreement in a series of votes over the course of 2015. There were challenges after that as well. Not all people agreed, and the people who didn't agree took it to court. They were successful. That sort of made it unclear whether the agreement was going to go ahead or not. That required Parliament, the Commonwealth Parliament, to pass legislation to amend the Native Title Act to enable the agreement to go ahead. And it's now been lodged with the Native Title Register, and it should be enter into force into early 2019. So it hasn't actually been finalised yet, even though all the terms have been agreed and the settlement is clear and agreed to. It actually hasn't entered into force, and it won't enter into force until 2019.
The settlement would see up to 320,000 hectares of southwest land transferred to the Noongar Boodja Trust, with access to certain Crown lands for customary activities. The agreement also includes, among other things, a perpetual trust of $50 million per year for 12 years, cooperation between the Western Australian government and the Noongar people in the management of national parks and conservation efforts in the region, and economic and community development programs to assist Noongar businesses and deliver government services to the community. But it comes with permanent extinguishment of Noongar native title rights. Kevin Morgan, special counsel at Murfitt Legal, represents Noongar opposition to the settlement.
Part of this settlement is the permanent extinguishment of all native title rights throughout the southwest of Western Australia. It's that part that we've been objecting to. Our task has been to stop that registration from occurring, and to date we were successful before the Federal Court of Australia on remittance from the High Court. We were successful in establishing that these deals were unlawful and in breach of the native title legislation and the regime for extinguishment of native title. The federal parliament amended the native title laws, and I suppose even more pertinently for my clients, they declared through legislation that these native title deals were now lawful, and removed that ground of objection to their registration. And so we have lodged further objections direct to the Registrar of Native Titles, asking that these deals not be registered because they're not properly supported and authorised by all the persons who hold that native title, which we've basically been waiting for now for over 3 years, or getting on to 3 years. So,
Harry Hobbs again.
So as part of the agreement, the Noongar people had to surrender all their native title rights and interests, and they had to validate potentially all potentially invalid acts committed on their territory since the 1830s. In consideration of this, the Noongar people, as I said, received a sizable land base, non-exclusive rights to resources of an extended area, a large and sustained financial contribution from the state government, as well as enhanced cultural heritage protection. The key thing that the Noongar people received in the settlement, which distinguishes it from an ordinary native title settlement, is the fact that a series of culturally appropriate governance and means of decision-making bodies that amount to at least a limited form of self-government were established as part of the agreement. And so there's the Central Services Corporation and six Noongar regional corporations. They're going to develop and implement culturally appropriate policies based on local and regional priorities. And so these are similar in form to registered native title bodies corporate, which ordinarily happens under native title settlements. Their substantial funding and their key position within the broader settlement package highlights the more significant role that they'll play. So these bodies formalise self-governance arrangements and have the potential going forward to pave the way for more robust forms of Indigenous self-governance and Indigenous self-determination.
I asked Harry if he thought this alternative approach had potential for use in other native title claims.
Certainly we think that this is something that if the Noongar Treaty emerges as a popular and fruitful settlement, it can provide the base for the treaties with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. And I think the importance really is that these negotiated treaties can mark an important break from a system that for many decades has disregarded the views of Indigenous Australians, reinforced their feelings of powerlessness. So if the Noongar Treaty emerges as a popular and fruitful settlement, it can form the basis of future such agreements around Australia.
Harry Hobbs, PhD candidate at the University of New South Wales Faculty of Law, ending that report by Caro Wagner.